Well, tonight we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. We've begun a little series on better choices. And here in Proverbs chapter 15 tonight, we're going to be looking at another one of those better choices. And, you know, life is full of choices. It really is. You know, as young people, you'll be choosing things like, you know, what school courses to take. And does God want me to attend Bible college when I graduate from high school? Or should I attend a secular university? Does God want me to be a preacher or a missionary? Or if you're a girl, does he want you to be a preacher's wife or a missionary's wife or an evangelist's wife? And what kind of a job should I pursue? And where should I live? And, you know, all of these and many, many more are very important choices in life. And in the verse we're going to be looking at this evening, God challenges us to place the fear of the Lord before any of these choices. And so our text this evening is Proverbs chapter 15. Look at verse number 16. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. As we look at this verse this evening, I want us to notice that the challenge that God gives us to make a better choice here is going to be one that goes against human reasoning, and yet it is one that is true. And so, we look here, and I want us to first of all define the terms that God uses for us here. Define the terms. First of all, the word little. You know, it says there, better is little. What does little mean? Well, we kind of know what little means, but the word refers to fewness or littleness or something that is small, something that is not worth very much. It may be something that is small in size or small in amount. It's in the context here, it's the extreme opposite of great treasures. All right? So if the great treasures were a storehouse full of treasures, then little would refer to an empty storehouse or one that's almost empty, had very little in it. We don't have much. So little is just referring to the small amount. Then the fear of the Lord, that is a term that is definitely one we need to focus on here for a moment. Defining the fear of the Lord is not easy. You know, over the years, I have pondered this many, many, many times and written down various kinds of definitions and looked up definitions. Basically, the word fear refers to giving esteem or honor or respect, to tremble before, to submit to obey, to desire to please, to be frightened, to disobey. And the word Lord there refers to Jehovah. All right, so here he's saying that the fear of the Lord is having a fear for Jehovah, esteem or honor or respect or trembling before or frightened to disobey Jehovah. And that's really the theme of this verse. And actually, the phrase or the topic of fearing God, if you did a thorough search on it, I found at least 155 Bible verses that talk about fearing God in one form or another. And it's a big topic. And fearing the Lord, in a real basic definition, is choosing to do right, to please the Lord, knowing that He is always right here with me. Let me read that again. Choosing to do right, to please the Lord, knowing that He is right here, always with me. Always right here with me. All right? So, it is a consciousness of God's presence in our daily life and a fearfulness of displeasing Him. Now, Unger's Bible Dictionary had a great definition. It's a little bit extensive here, so bear with me as I read through this. But Unger states, the fear of God is of several kinds. He says, first of all, it is superstitious, which is the fruit of ignorance. Some people have just a superstitious fear of God. There's nothing more than ignorance. Then secondly, he said it may be servile. This has the idea of that which leads to abstinence from many sins through apprehension of punishment. Someone's afraid to do wrong because if I do this, I'm going to get punished by God. So that is a form of the fear of the Lord. But then the major fear of the Lord, I believe, is the filial fear of the Lord. Filial. And this refers to a love that springs, a fear that springs from love, and it's prompted to care not to offend God and to endeavor to, in everything, to please Him. All right, so it's this desire, I don't want to fear God, I don't want to offend God, I want to please Him. He goes on and says, it dreads God's displeasure, it desires His favor, it reveres His holiness, it submits cheerfully to His will, is grateful for His benefits, sincerely worships Him, and conscientiously obeys His commands. Fear and love must coexist in us in order that either passion may be healthy and that we may please and rightly serve God. End of quote. So, Unger here gives us an extensive, careful understanding here. It's really a desire to do what pleases God, and we're afraid to displease Him because we don't want to sadden His heart. We don't want to disobey Him. We want to do what is right. We want to honor and glorify God. This is the fear of God. I like what Wiersbe said. He said, the fear of God is the fear that conquers all other fears. For the person who truly fears God need fear nothing else. Now, I'm going to read that again. You do well to write it down and ponder that. It is a wonderful statement. The fear of God is the fear that conquers all other fears. For the person who truly fears God need fear nothing else. If you are fearful of things, we need not fear other things if we will fear God. And if I will do that, I need not fear other things. I need to fear God. The fear of the Lord really is the theme of this verse. And that's why I've spent quite a bit of time on this, the fear of the Lord, because that is really what this verse is all about. It centers around the fear of the Lord. And that's where I got the title for the message, Better Choices. A better choice is to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord. Now, continuing on with the definitions, he talks about great treasure. So we read in our verse, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure. The word treasure there is a word that refers to a depository. It isn't necessarily talking about riches. It's talking about a place of depository, a place of storage. It may be an armory where weapons are stored. It may be a cellar where produce is stored. It may be a garner where grain is stored. It may be a storehouse for goods to be stored. It may be a treasury for riches to be stored. It applies to all of these things. This word is a broad word. It refers to a place of storage. And he talks about great there, indicating much. So the idea here is of great treasure is to have your storehouse abundantly full. You know, this great treasure could be a great supply of anything of worth. It is an abundance of something that you value. And then that brings us to the last couple of words, trouble therewith. The word trouble is a word that refers to tumult or confusion, disturbance, turmoil, panic. And I looked up the word tumult. I kind of knew what it meant, but I got a good better understanding of it when I looked up the definition in the English dictionary. It means a state of commotion, noise, confusion. So here the idea of trouble therewith is to have confusion and noise and commotion as a result of this great treasure. So we've looked at the identification of these terms. Now let's take a look at the contrasts. Examine the contrast. He says in the first contrast, he says, better is little with the fear of the Lord. Now here's a person who has very little in way of material possessions. You know, he doesn't have a lot in his life. He does not have much in his savings account. Her pantry is not empty, but it is not very well stocked. His job does not earn a large income, but it's sufficient. Her clothes are not new, but they are sufficient. So here's a person who has little. They do have some. It didn't say they didn't have anything at all. They weren't starving. They weren't without anything. They had a little, but not very much of this world's goods. And though he or she does not have much in this world, they do have the fear of the Lord. And they daily choose to do right, knowing that the Lord is right there with them. They do not want to displease the Lord in any way. Instead, they worship and honor the Lord. They desire God's favor. They cheerfully submit to His will. They are grateful for His benefits and strive to obey His commands. They have a genuine fear of the Lord. We could say, as Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 2, that they set their affections on things above, not on things of the earth. They have very little, but they do have the fear of the Lord. And you know, maybe you fall into that category tonight. You don't have much in this life, but you do strive diligently to fear the Lord. And that's the good side of the equation. Then we come to the second side of the equation, then great treasure and trouble therewith. This describes those who have much in this life stored up for many years. You know, their barns are full. Their bank account is bulging. Now, from a human perspective, they have need of nothing. Those with great treasures are often like the rich man Jesus described over in Luke chapter 12. Flip over with me to that passage. Luke chapter 12. And look with me here, beginning with verse number 16. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse number 16. Jesus is speaking here. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, thus will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So Jesus here tells us that it was not wise to be laying up treasure for ourselves and not putting God first. This man that Jesus described obviously had no genuine fear of the Lord in his life. And those pictured here had trouble with their great treasures. Their lives were full of noisy commotion and confusion. In other words, they didn't have any peace. They had lots in this world, but they had no peace. They lacked the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28 states, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Trusting in riches, God says, will cause us to fall. And you know, we may not, at least we don't want to admit this outwardly, I'm trusting in my riches. I'm trusting in what I have. But you know, times when we go through a difficult situation where, for one reason or another, what we have seems to be insufficient, we're tempted to worry and fret and be concerned about it. But God says here that the righteous will flourish as a branch. We need to trust the Lord instead of our riches. And so we've seen the contrast of these two. The first half of the verse, better is little with the fear of the Lord. The second half of the verse, then great treasure and trouble therewith. Now, as we digest this and determine the better choice reason, we ask ourselves, Why is this statement true? I mean, we can read that. We can see what it says. We can see that it says that better is little with the fear of the Lord and great treasure than great treasure and trouble therewith. But the question that comes to our mind is, why is that true? Why is that true? Why is it better to have the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith? Well, as we look at this, we see that it is far better to have very little in this world as long as we fear God. The key thrust in this verse is that we must fear God. We must have a fear of the Lord. You know, that is a theme, as I mentioned earlier. It goes from beginning to end of the Bible, and it is found in over 155 verses in the Bible. And we see here that that God makes a very strong point about this in the Word of God. In fact, he ordered the kings to study the Bible, to learn to fear the Lord. Back over in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19, a verse you ought to put in the margin of your Bible next to the verse here, Deuteronomy 17, 19. God says, "And it shall come, and it shall be with him." He's talking about the Bible. They were to write their own copy of the Bible. "And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them." Interesting there. God says that by reading the Bible every day, the king would learn to fear the Lord his God. You know, that can be true for us as well. God wants us to learn to fear him by reading the Bible. And as we get to know God through the Bible and how God reacted in the Bible, it builds a greater fear in us for God, a respectful fear and a fearful fear of God in a right way. Now, we too will gain a greater fear of God if we passionately study the Bible. Over there in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, the Lord tells us there in those verses that we are to study the Scriptures. Chapter 2 and verses 1 to 4 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as for silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure." Right, so he's talking about studying the Word of God. Now notice what he says in verse 5. "Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and shall find the knowledge of God." Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. By studying the Word of God. You know, fearing God produces many benefits. As I went through the book of Proverbs and just looked at some of the different verses that refer to fearing the Lord, here are some of the things that I found. In chapter 1 of Proverbs, verse number 7, it is the beginning of knowledge. In chapter 8, in verse 13, it helps us to hate what God hates. In chapter 9 and verse 10, it is the beginning of wisdom. In chapter 10 and verse 27, the fear of the Lord will prolong our days. In chapter 14, verse 26, the fear of the Lord will give you a strong refuge, a place to hide, a place to run when you have troubles and burdens. A strong refuge. Proverbs 14, 27, the fear of the Lord will keep you from the snares of death. Proverbs 16, 6, it will help you to depart from evil. Proverbs 19, 23, the fear of the Lord tends to life and it satisfies. You know, as we think about these, just these, I mean, the Bible is full of comments about the fear of the Lord. These are just a few nuggets from the book of Proverbs that help us to see the benefits of fearing God. And remember what fearing God is it's respectfulness for God, it's a reverence for God, it is a consciousness of God's presence with us in our daily life, it is a desire to fear Him, it is a desire not to displease Him, It is a multitude of things all wrapped up into that one little phrase, the fear of the Lord. Having little with the fear of the Lord is better than when you than having all these other things. You know, having little with the fear of the Lord is better because when you truly fear the Lord will meet your needs. God honors those that put Him first. Can you think of any verses that talk about this? Any in Jesus' ministry that said that if we put Him first, that He will bless and honor us? Well, one of them is in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus said there, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, giving God honor and putting God first, He says that God will bless us if we will do that. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 6 to 8, we read, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. God wants us to be content. And so back in our text verse, when the Lord said, better is little with the fear of the Lord, He says we need to be content with what God gives us and fear God, and that is all we need. God is all we need. And we need to remember that in times of fear, in times of trouble, in times when we feel like we are lacking, God says here, I am all you need. Now, God did not say that it was evil to have great riches. It's important for us to catch that. He did not say better is little than with the fear of the Lord because those with great riches or great treasures are evil. He didn't say that. He simply said that it often leads to, especially, it often leads to trouble, especially when the Lord is not feared. If the Lord has given you, and God's given all of us, treasures far greater than many people in our world. Many in our world struggle. They have very little. God has been good to us. And He's saying here, if we will fear the Lord, even if we have little, that is much better than having the trouble that comes with having great treasures. And so, there's nothing wrong with having great treasures if God gives you those great treasures, but make sure you fear the Lord. Now, how can we choose the better? How can we choose this better choice? Make choices in life based on honoring the Lord rather than on a financial gain. You know, many times people, when they think about their future, they think about, you know, where am I going to go to get my training after high school? Their thoughts are, well, I need to go to the university because I need to get this degree so I can get a good job and so I can make lots of money, instead of saying, well, what does God want me to do? You know, I truly believe that God would have many more young people go to Bible college and study the Word of God and study to become missionaries and pastors and evangelists and serving God full time with their life and their wives as well. You know, that is not considered by many people, but yet that is something that honors the Lord, and that's something you need to struggle with and wrestle with in your own life if you are in that portion of life. Also, it promotes serving serving the Lord to our children above seeking high paying occupations. Many parents, and I hope none of us would do that, but many parents push their children toward a high-paying occupation. You got to get good grades so you can go to university and get a good score, and you got to become a doctor or a lawyer or some, you know, special person that can make a lot of money because that's what life is all about. No, what the world needs today is preachers and missionaries and evangelists. Far more than it needs successful business people. Now, granted, if God doesn't call you to be a preacher or a missionary or evangelist, fine. But I'm just challenging you to struggle with the possibility. Struggle with that possibility. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." then also to make these better choices, we need to seek a greater fear of the Lord. Say, Lord, I need to fear you in a greater way. I want to fear you with all of my heart. And, you know, what did God tell the king that he needed to do in order to gain a greater fear of the Lord? He needed to study the Bible. And I challenge you to study the scriptures. Study what God says about fearing God. Study the scriptures about the character of God. Learn from the scriptures to be content with what God has given you. These will all be things that will help you go in the right direction and will help you to learn to fear God and to have a happy life. So, as we look at our verse once again, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. There are many times when we face decisions in life and we need to ask ourselves, what does God want me to do? And there may be times when we're tempted to think, I need to do the thing that is financially best for me. When really what God wants us to do is to do the thing that most glorifies and honors Him and gives Him the fear and respect that He deserves. And so let's make sure that in the choices of life, we put the fear of the Lord first and ask God to help us to fear Him as we should. God has said that it is far better to have only a little in this world and to fear Him than to have storehouses full with restless cares of this life. So check your priorities this evening. If God has filled your storehouses, then fear Him and use your abundance for His glory. If your storehouses are nearly empty, fear God and trust Him daily to meet your needs. If God should be tugging at your heart to become a preacher or missionary or to serve Him in some full-time way, fear Him and trust Him. Surrender it all to Him. Whatever your situation, we need to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. So as you think about this verse, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Focus on fearing God with your life.